Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me grease the start here for a minute before Dr. B comes on. You know, one of the things we've been talking about a lot is the damage we're doing to our kids that are going through the quote-unquote transition or perceive themselves to be going through the transition. And it's a real bone of contention with some of the people I'm close with and working with and what have you. And it's amazing how they won't listen to the detransitioners. They only want to listen to the kids they perceive know what they're doing and know what they're talking about. Listen to this young lady as she tries to tell you everything she went through and why they let her go through it.
Body, I ask everyone in my life to call me.
Hold on, sorry. I always started in the middle. I don't mean to do it.
Transgender for years. When I started to feel confused and ashamed about my developing body, I asked everyone in my life to call me by a new name and use male pronouns to refer to me. I went through a social transition from female to male. Everyone in my life immediately affirmed my new identity. The constant affirmation, both active and passive, solidified me in my transgender identity. No one meant to lock me into an identity that would later leave me broken, ashamed, and more confused than before. They were really all just being nice. But the social transition eventually wasn't enough, and I soon felt I needed to take testosterone. And when that wasn't enough, I had a double mastectomy. And when that still wasn't enough, I had a total hysterectomy, including the removal of my uterus, cervix, fallopian tubes, and both ovaries. There's no point of contentment during a gender transition. We get fleeting moments of euphoria, but ultimately one step leads straight into the next. And I thought that in the end I could really become a man, but all I became was a mutilated and abused version of my old self. Social transition is a big deal, and we're lying when we say that any of this is reversible.
You know, we lie to them and lie to them and lie to them and wonder why they're so confused. Dr. B, I don't know if you can hear any of that, but it's always heartbreaking to hear the detransitioners come on and basically say, we were lied to. Where were my parents? Why didn't my parents tell me the truth? How could they let this happen to me? Just amazing, isn't it?
Yes, 100%. And the warnings, literal warnings, you know, from the bottom of their heart that they are trying. God bless their courage, because they have more courage than, you know, most people I know around me. And they are finally realized because they're at that age, right? We say that it's well into our 20s that we understand the whole picture. And then you know, now I'm in my 50s, right? And now, you know, in my 20s, I understood things. And then in my 30s, I had more wisdom. In my 40s, I thought I was the wisest person alive. And now in my 50s, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much more. So come on. Anybody under the age of 25, 26 is not going to understand the impact and what this means to have it done. And that's where parents need to, you know, take a stand. And you're right. I see again the hate these detransitioners get. You know, and Allie ran into one of these people that was very confused growing up. Their parents put them on hormone blockers, and then they went ahead and decided they were a lesbian, so they stopped that, and I'll just be a girl in, you know, as a lesbian. And then she decided she wanted to be trans, so she lived a year like that before her parents then said, you know, we will chop off body parts, and or we will have them chopped off. And yes, I'm not sugarcoating it. That's what they do. They chop off the body parts. You want to say surgically remove and make her transition, but whatever, it's what they do. Then she now has come out as, and she said, I don't, and it's not, she goes, yes, I believe in God, but it's not even about that. To me, I know I am a girl, and this is what I want to be, and I am a straight girl, and I am now speaking out about this. And she, you know, posted, I guess we have a flag now, for a straight flag. I'm like, I don't need a flag, but yes, we have a flag. Allie's like, we have a straight flag. I'm like, okay.
I never got to know flag. That's
not fair. So she posted that now, took down the trans, and she, the hate she's getting, you know, you're transphobic, you're, you know, homophobic, shame on you. And I'm like, and this girl is going to kill herself if we're not. So what? Why do we only support the ones? But again, it goes back to that willful ignorance, that psychology, where they are so offended by the light and goodness and truth and the image of God, which she was, right? They're so offended that they have to yell at everybody. If one, I just, you've got to understand, Joe, I think the biggest pet peeve I have, the thing that drives me most nuts, is all this phobia words.
They don't that know literally what it means.
You anyway. Fear that. Yeah, they don't. I don't fear you. What are you talking about? It doesn't even make sense. I don't fear people who are mentally ill, or I wouldn't be in this job. So, yeah.
You know, they're trying to get that changed, right? They're trying to get gender dysphoria changed, not to be a whatever.
God, yes, absolutely. I just watched a video. Yeah, I just spent so much time researching of this man who said, I have a podcast, and just bear with me, that I have gender dysphoria. I got dysphoric disorder.
Wow.
And say what?
All right, we gotta go for a quick break. Be back in a minute.
Oh, don't go far. Break.
Oh, yeah, already. See, you were talking so long. All right, be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more Dr. B after.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I am back, or I should say we are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jennifer Kennedy was going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour. She is a parental rights attorney, if you would, here in California, where she's fighting to make sure that you know what's going on with your kids in school, that you have a right to know, not just if your child is transitioning. I mean, that's we've made such a big deal out of that, but it's one of the smaller things going on. I mean, your kids are going through all kinds of stuff through school that we didn't go through in the 70s, and that they need help. They need to know where the resources are. They need to know where to get the help. And she fights for the right for the parents to know that and to be involved in any kind of health decisions the child makes. Dr. B joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Anyway, there you go. Pick up where you left off. This is
yeah, and good for her. I'm going to stick around and listen to that. Yes, yes, that's great. So a lot of you guys are asking about anxiety and stuff. So here's, and remember, I need to just preface this, my little, you know, bottom of the line, you know, bottom of the TV screen, small letter. I'm not a medical doctor at all, so I'm just speaking psychologically, how this affects the brain, how anxiety affects the brain, how COMT affects the brain, and, you know, the MTHFR, which sounds like it's a terrible thing anyway. I'm sorry, I'm getting another message. Yes, I'm talking about it now. I'm getting it. Okay. So there, you know, a lot of people that have anxiety are prone to it, and this is not drug-induced anxiety or caffeine-induced anxiety. This is just you have an underlying anxiety disorder or SAD, SAD. You know, you've got situational anxiety, you've got GAD, you know, general anxiety disorder, any of that. I'm not, again, talking about, like, you get anxious before you give a speech or that you, you know, taking a test. But, you know, the people with anxiety understand who I'm talking about. So there, in 2004, they specifically found the COMT gene, and then in 2011, I believe, the lab started covering, insurance started covering the lab work for it. You can go in, your choice is this, if you have anxiety, I'll slow down so we can, I won't get all, I get so excited about this. You guys can go in to your doctor and ask for lab work to get the MTHFR/COMT gene test, genetic test. All it is one of two things. It's a simple blood test, or it is a cheek swab. Online, you can go online and go get the cheek swab kit or the pinprick in your finger kit and find this out. So after that, and you guys literally, it's Dr. B at drbradio.com. You can email me, and I will be happy to go through the results with you, but your doctor should be able to do that. So there's a VAL, a V-A-L, and a MET, M-E-T. Those are the genes. You could have a VAL-VAL, a MET-MET, a MET-VAL. Without that, and all it says is whether or not what it comes down to is how much you metabolize the chemicals. I can say the names of all of them. COMT is catechol methyl transferase, but you guys are going to be like rolling your eyelids back in your head if I give you what they all mean. The simple part is you're not metabolizing what you need to. You're not metabolizing the junk in your head. And so it's causing anxiety. And so there are natural things, remedies for this that God has given us that is mind-blowing over the last 10, 15 years that cures it. The second thing you all but cures it. The second thing you need to know about this is that you cannot take an SSRI, which is an antidepressant. That means Zoloft, that's Prozac. In 80 to 90% of the cases, if you've gotten a certain genetic makeup, if you've got the gene variants of the COMT, that are on the COMT gene, you cannot, SSRIs, and this is what our mass shooters, what happened to 90% with our mass shooters, is they're on SSRIs, and it makes you homicidal or suicidal. It is terrible. It exacerbates the anxiety. So if you are newly on an SSRI, an antidepressant, and it's worse, you're not crazy. If you have severe anxiety, you're not crazy. Chances are up to 80% chance that you have this gene, and you've got these gene variants. So what I need you guys to do with that, and a good test, honestly, unless you're allergic to it, is to do this. It's this perfect supplement. And I'm not selling anything for anybody, just so you know. Go to your doctor for this. I'm just letting you know it works for me, it works for my daughter. It's miraculous. because you and I were talking about, right? Allie, yep. Suck it up. It's what, you know, and I didn't mean suck it up. You know, I want to help her through it, but we're dealing with it. So it is, gosh, my brain just went.
You haven't seen your moment, did you? There you go.
Lord have mercy. I need to take more of it. Magnesium. It's magnesium. And these are all separate. Folate and vitamin B12. Specifically folate, and then magnesium will calm you down. If you've got kids that are anxious at night and not sleeping well, nightmares, look at the dose, talk to your doctor. You can get a magnesium gummy. And magnesium, I mean, it helps with people to get them off drugs, off meds, to calm them down. It's a great way if you're trying to wean yourself off of THC, is to transfer to high doses of magnesium, but you need to go to your doctor to find out what dose is best. So that should cure the majority of people that have anxiety due to these gene variants. So I just wanted to let you know because a lot of people are asking me. So I'll say that, okay, people are like, what is it again? Okay, so folate, which is a B vitamin mixture, and you can get folate with B12 in it, or just folate, and then Allie has a supplement of vitamin B12 as well. She takes every morning, and then magnesium in the morning and magnesium at night. And it has been brilliant. And all of that is found in nature. I mean, we just can't eat enough broccoli and leafy greens and fruit, probably, to get what we need. So I just think it's awesome. You can help your kids get off meds. It helps calm them. It helps them focus. Vitamin B12 is the energy pill of the century. I take it just because it's miraculous. So there you go. You're welcome. Okay, you're very welcome. So, yeah, so find what works for you. Again, talk to your medical doctor first about it. You want to make sure it doesn't mix with any of your meds or any issues you have, but it shouldn't. So, and come find me at drbradio.com.
She doesn't even need me. She's got it all figured out. All right, Dr. B, thank you so much for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. All right, people, when we return, Jennifer Kennedy, attorney here in California, fighting for your rights as parents. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise.
or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Ferry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect. He advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House's attention swiftly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. John Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing. You know how I love to say that to you, right? Otherwise, you're part of the problem. So you need to get informed. Then you need to engage. You need to show up at your school board meetings, your water board meetings, city council, whatever it is. Whatever it is that gets you excited, those are the things you need to go to. And you need to have your facts straight because we don't want to be them. We don't want to kind of spew things that aren't true. Definitely not, because it just takes the credibility away. It makes it harder for us to support you later on. But let me tell you what. I've got Jennifer Kennedy's on with me. She's an attorney and advocate for parental rights, and especially here in California, which is a Herculean task. And, Jennifer, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure, Joe. Great to be here.
Well, all right, so let's give them the 80,000-foot overview first. You're involved in helping with a few of the cases here in California that have to do with parental notification and or parental rights from a standpoint of knowing what their child is going through and what kind of help they need in school.
Yes. Well, I am a board member of the group called OurDuty.group, and that is a group of parents safeguarding children from gender ideology. And I'm also on the team of attorneys drafting these parental notification policies that we're having school boards enact to alert parents when a child is experiencing or suffering from gender dysphoria, because parents need to know. And so we're seeing that school boards are either eager to enact these policies or they're pushing back because they're getting a lot of wrong information from opponents of these policies, which are their common sense, they're legal, and unfortunately, they're necessary in our schools today.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm watching this closely too because I'm on a school board. I want to see where they're coming from, where the arguments are at, and what have you. And you know, the parents show up that are on the opposite side of this issue. They're talking about how, you know, these kids are more suicidal when they're afraid to go to their parents. Parents might throw them out. I mean, all these things that would tug at your heartstrings as a parent, as someone who cares for kids. But a lot of this information is misinformation, is it not?
Yes, I agree agree with you 100%. They're all the opponents have extremely emotional arguments that are really based on no data whatsoever. And frankly, they're offensive. The argument that a parent, when told that their child might be identifying as trans on campus, that parent would, you have to presume that they would abuse their kid or God forbid, kill their child. This is what opponents are saying at school board meetings, and they are tarring all parents with one brush. But that's not what we do in this country. We parents are presumed to love their children, have their children's best interests at heart. And as a parent, I can tell you that's absolutely true. Is there one bad apple in the bunch? Yes. But that's not how we make law, and that's not how we treat our families. We recognize that parents have to be involved with everything their child is going through. And this is just one part of that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And to assume that a child is going to be abused or what have you is really bad and really wrong, because you're stepping out on the negative to begin with. Yeah, we have teachers that abuse kids. We have staff at schools that abuse kids. You know, it's not unique to a parent, if you would. Anyway.
You're right, Joe. That's a great point, Joe, because I just read an article about a teacher in a district conspiring with another guy to throw child porn back and forth, right? So, yes, we have teachers who do bad things. But does that mean that we say, oh, we're not hiring any more teachers, or I'm not leaving my child at school with teachers? No. We recognize that we got criminal laws to deal with the bad people, but we're going to trust that teachers are going to help our children. That's the problem here with these policies, is that teachers are keeping secrets from parents, and schools are lying to parents. That's the reason we need these parental notification policies.
Well, I know it's kind of a joke, and I mean, it's perceived as a joke, but the reality behind it is you just hit on it. You don't want teachers ever, I don't care what it is, you don't hide things from the parents. You don't hide bad grades from the parents. You don't hide bad behavior. You don't hide potential self-harming. I can go down a list of about 30 items where a teacher would probably be, in most cases, compelled to pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, little Johnny's taken a little bit of a different attitude in class all of a sudden. He's always been so good, and now he's doing this, and I'm having this trouble with him. What's going on at home, or is there anything I need to know about? Right?
Yeah, you can absolutely see that our code is full of requirements that parents learn about everything you mentioned, like tardies and absences or fights on campus, or frankly, if they can't give an aspirin to your kid without your parental permission, right? And this is the one thing they think they're going to hide from you, or that they think they're going to step in the shoes of parent and decide whether Johnny is ready to tell you or not, or maybe decide how the parent is going to react and withhold that information? No. And you mentioned suicide. If they tell us that these kids identifying as trans are so have such a high risk of suicide, are they telling us that if our kid joins the suicide club at school, they're not going to let parents know? You know, 95% of youth suicide happens at home. So how is a parent supposed to know their child is in any distress, or to even make their home safe, or look for these signs of distress if they have no idea? That's why it's so backwards to think that schools can lie to parents.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, we have, a three-week break here at Christmas time. We have the one-week break during the, you know, Easter and or Thanksgiving week. And I sit here thinking to myself, all right, if this child is having issues, or if this child is having, quote-unquote, transition issues, and the mother doesn't know about it, or dad doesn't know about it, then they don't know why they're in their room pouting, or why they're in such a depressed mode, and they don't know to lock up those drugs. They may have legitimate drugs for themselves, and the child can get a hold of them. There's so many dangers around the house, to your point. If the mother and the dad don't know what's going on, how can they keep that child safe?
You are exactly right. I was just looking at that. You can Google and find suicide prevention tips, you know, about children. And you lock up any substances. You lock up weapons. You lock up anything that's dangerous. But what if a parent doesn't know? And, Joe, you brought up a good point. What if a kid is pouting and they're depressed? What we find with kids identifying as transgender is that typically they have underlying comorbidities. They have underlying mental issues like depression or anxiety. And when you treat those, the gender dysphoria goes away. But if you don't know to look for those, or if you haven't been given the clue that your child is doing this on campus, which is absolutely a behavioral red flag, how do you know? How do you know how to start getting help for your child? Parents have to know.
Now, Jennifer, I don't know if you know this or not. You know, it's unfair to ask you the question, but I mean, a lot of these kids that are feeling like they need to transition have other issues going on, whether it's depression or anything along those lines. You know, one of my arguments about girls, especially, I've got two daughters. Obviously, I'm around a lot of women, but one of the questions I asked was, when you were young, did you feel secure in your body? Did you feel like you were in the right place? Because I can only speak to it from a male's point of view. And every one of them has said the same thing. No, they felt like they were in an alien's body. Things were changing. They didn't know what to do. They just felt terrible all the time. And today they're taking advantage of that and saying, well, maybe you need to be in a male body. Am I on with that? Is that right?
You're on target, because that everyone is going to have their awkward, you know, puberty stories about nobody feels good in puberty. Everyone is awkward and feels uncomfortable. And frankly, girls in particular may be very uncomfortable with the notion that anyone is sexualizing them or objectifying or looking at them different, right? So they might want to shroud themselves in all this clothing, or they might feel embarrassed about their developing body. Well, that's where the trans activists come in, and they prey on that discomfort, and they pipe this notion into the kids' heads. Well, maybe you're actually a boy. Maybe you should try out being a boy, you know, or maybe if you act and present like a boy, you won't feel all this other awkwardness. And what they're telling them is, you're going to be so much happier. You're going to be so much happier, right, if you just live like your authentic self. But that's not true. And the pathway of social transition to medical and sterilization and medicalization, that's not the happy pathway.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the specific things going on at school districts and how you're helping them to get over these issues. Join me in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
You bet.
After the break.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-556. I know somebody wrote me today. Look, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. It's 855-REAL-JOE. That simple. You know, we talk about this topic on a regular basis, and I always tell you the same thing. Just because somebody has a microphone doesn't mean they have a clue. It doesn't mean they're an expert. It doesn't even mean that they know a lot about it. That's why I bring people on that do have a clue. They're involved in it every day. They're an expert in those areas, and those are the people you need to listen to. Those are the people you need to take some of the items they give you and run with them so you can make a difference. But you got to be tenacious. You got to be on it. You can't. The education world expects you to come out, scream and yell at 2 meetings, and then go away. When you're there for 10, 12, 15 meetings, you ain't going away. And you scare the board. They don't like to see. Worst thing you can see is a bunch of mad parents in the room because you're taking away the football program or whatever it is. But I've asked attorney Jennifer Kennedy to join me. She's an advocate for parental rights and actually quite involved with the parental rights movement for their kids in education here in California, in the belly of the beast. And Jennifer, as they say, kudos to you for the fight because it's got to feel really frustrating sometimes.
see it in the school boards. Of course, we see it in the laws coming out of Sacramento, where it really seems like a war on our kids. They are coming for our kids, and they're getting them with the constant indoctrination of our children, which unfortunately has been going on in our schools for 10 years. And I think parents are just now finally waking up, and it's frustrating to find how entrenched it is in the schools.
Oh, and you, the parent, are the one that's off. You're not educated enough. You know, they always go down that road, too, is that you're not educated enough to understand. Let me do my job. I know what your kids need. And I always say the same thing. You won't be here for my child when they're 25, 28, 30, 32, going through things. I'm here. I've been here since day one. I will be here. Hopefully, I won't see their last day. But I will be here for quite some time. And it's one point they don't want to give up on. So, just amazing. Anyway.
You're right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I hear these teachers presuming to feel like they have a special relationship with a child, that they're going to support that child. And it's like, nope, you're off at 3:45. You take a break at summer, and you're gone after graduation. They do not replace the parents.
No, not at all. So talk to me about some of the cases that you're working with, you're dealing with. I know the AG in the state of California wants to run for governor, so he thinks, I think he's on the wrong side of this, but you know what, he doesn't. What do you see the course of action with these cases are?
Okay, you're correct that we are on the right side of history, and Rob Bonta, our attorney general, is on the wrong side. As you know, Chino Valley, back in July, they were the first to enact a parental notification policy. And after, you know, spinning their wheels for a while, Rob Bonta comes out and sues Chino Valley, claiming that honesty with parents is unconstitutional, that lying to parents is actually the better state policy because it's going to protect children. Well, children don't have a privacy right as against their parents. It's the parents who have the constitutional rights to direct the care and upbringing of their children. Rob Bonta somehow wants to argue otherwise. But he got a smackdown because in the federal case in Escondido, the case is called Mirabelli versus Olson, and that's where two teachers sued the district because they didn't want to lie to parents. They didn't want to be forced to lie or lose their job. And in that case, the judge gave them a victory of granting an injunction and stopping Escondido's policy of secrecy while the lawsuit continues. So that's federal law. That supersedes anything going on in a state court. And so Chino Valley just got hit by a state court judge, but I think that judge is wrong, and that he should not have blocked the Chino policy. And that case is still continuing. We're still going to see, ultimately, that parents' rights are going to win out, and we're going to protect children that way.
And that is coming from, you know, decades and decades and decades from the Supreme Court backing the parents, rights to be parents, to be involved in their health decisions and what have you. I think it's interesting that California thinks that a child has the ability to make lifelong changes to their body at 12 years old and yet can't be taught how to use a gun safely.
Or anything, right. Can't buy spray paint, can't buy cigarettes, alcohol, can't sign contracts, can't rent a car, can't get a hotel room, can't do almost anything.
Don't forget the tattoo.
And yet to give these kids the ability, exactly, tattoos, or tanning beds. Can't go in the tanning bed. But 12 years old, you want to change your gender to a furry or something, and my God, you've got to affirm that. No way. And that's the thing. Bottom line of these cases is that Bonta wants to say that children get to call the shots, and that is not supported by law. No way.
You know, being on the air every day for 3 hours, I do all kinds of crazy stories. And, you know, you've got transableism. I don't know if you've heard these terms, transableism and transspecies now, and where people actually believe that they are cats or giraffes or whatever. They truly believe it. It's a mental illness. Same thing with the transableism, where they're actually having healthy limbs removed because they don't feel like they should have been born with them. And they're finding doctors to do the work on them. We're affirming mental illness.
Yes, that is exactly right. And you know, gender dysphoria is still classified as a mental disorder in the DSM-5. It is still classified as a mental problem in children. And social transition of a child, you know, new clothes, new hair, new name, new everything, that's considered a treatment for gender dysphoria. So who is going to say that any teacher, any school is allowed to treat my child for some condition without telling me? That's 100% wrong. And yeah, speaking of the trans, the animalism, have you heard about the one where the school has installed a litter box for the girl who thinks she's a cat? Yes, that's crazy. That's just nuts off the charts.
Yeah, but this has been, again, you talked about it, it's been going on for a decade. I think stuff like this has been going on for decades where, you know, more and more parents are stepping up. I just before you, I had a Dr. Bridget Melson on, and one of the things we've talked about for years is parents not wanting to parent, not actually say no to their children, tell them, I'm sorry, what you're thinking is wrong, and here's how we're going to help you. They want to pretty much affirm anything their kids want to do because they want to be their kids' friends. But that's not going to help your child. And the education system always tries to make you feel inadequate, uneducated, let us do our job kind of thing. So, but the reality is this has got to make
right.
it all the way up the court system. And it's going to take a while, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think it is going to ultimately make its way up the court system because we do have all those years of precedent saying that parents get to control their children. Parents get to direct everything about their children. But these days, with gender and all of this gender ideology being so much in the forefront, somebody's going to push it, and it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court because we don't have a case yet that says that the protected class of sex equals when you are transgender. We don't have that yet, and you know they want that. So yep. I do see this headed for the Supreme Court.
Well, I appreciate the work that you're doing. I appreciate the help that you get to school boards. I tell you, being on school board myself, one of the hardest things to do is to find an attorney that will help you work through issues and what have you. I had a trustee friend of mine, conservative, one of the only conservatives on the board when she got elected. Her superintendent pretty much wouldn't give her anything, wouldn't help her with anything. She had a hard time getting information, all that stuff. And finally had to get an attorney engaged, but trying to find an attorney that would help her was next to impossible. So I just love the fact that people like you are out there helping out.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I always wonder, actually, why? Why aren't we hearing from more attorneys at these board meetings? And, in fact, where is counsel for the district, right? It turns out to be usually me or Aaron giving the legal presentation. So I'm happy to do it. But I would love to see some of the attorney for the district actually stand up and support whatever their opinion is.
It always comes down to money. How much money is it going to cost the district? And I will tell you from my experience and speaking to other trustees, we waste so much money in legal fees. They're always touchy, but they shouldn't be. All right, quickly, we're running up on the time. Jennifer, tell people how they can, you know, get a hold of you or Aaron or even get more information.
Well, you know what? A great resource goes straight to OurDuty.group. And Aaron and I are board members of OurDuty.group and have tons of resources and has links to the parental notification policies if you want your district to consider one at its next meeting.
Great.
And you can find me, Jen Revere, on Twitter or, yep.
All right. Well, God bless. Got to go now. Thanks for being on with me. I appreciate it. Joe Messina, your host. Come on back tomorrow night, people.
Joe.
We'll be here again.